Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Hello, hello, welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Friday, October 1st. We're into October. Just absolutely crazy. This year is flying by. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Like always, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. On the pod today, in the third segment, we'll be joined by Andrew Peard, the voice of the Edmonton Old Kings, as they get their season going tonight from Rogers Place as they welcome in the Red Deer Rebels. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. It's a home-and-home. They'll be in Red Deer on Saturday, but we'll just get a quick preview of the upcoming season for the Edmonton Oil Kings. That should be fun. In the second segment, we'll hear from Dave Tippett ahead of tonight's game in it's Everett, Washington, actually, but they've taken on the Seattle Kraken. We'll just hear a few clips as he talks about players fighting for spots, a quick update on Duncan Keith, and have some fun with that. And right now, in the opening segment, what we're going to do is tee up the game, give you some lineups, give you some thoughts on what's going on. Duncan Keith made some comments today that's got some people up in arms, others not so much. We'll go with that. So it's a nice Friday edition, and then we're back on Monday recapping Saturday's game, teeing up Monday's game, as today is game number 4 of the preseason for your Edmonton Oilers. And this is how the Oilers will line up today. It'll be Zach Hyman with Derek Ryan and Kaylor Yamamoto will be your top line. Your second line will be Brandon Perlini, Devin Shore, and Seth Griffith. Your third line will be Benson, McLeod, and Colton Sevier. Your fourth line will be Hamlin, Malone, and Cooper Marody. Defensively, you'll have Cuckoo with Barry, Broberg with Berglund, and Willie Lagesson with Philip Kemp. Skinner gets the start, and Olivier Rodrigue will back up. Just some quick thoughts. Interesting look on that top line. I mean, Ryan, Hyman, Yamamoto are not going to be aligned, but two new guys just getting in another game. Get Yamamoto going as well, as he's taking a little bit of heat here in Edmonton. And so we'll see how the little guy does with Derek Ryan, a very good two-way center, and Zach Hyman, a guy that looked good in his first game with McDavid and Puljujarvi. Second line, yeah, can Perlini and Shore continue their good play? Perlini has 3 goals already on the preseason. That's in 2 games. Devin Shore's looked really good, a guy that's got range too, right? And when I say range, I mean he can play center or the wing, and this is a guy that's going to be here, and he still go back to the day he signed and how mad people were in the analytics community coming hard at it, and like, this guy's for your fourth line or the extra, like, he's fine, and he's not costing you much, and I like Shore. And Griffiths, we'll see if he can push for a spot. He had really good, he's gotten good AHL numbers. We'll see what he can do. And we'll hear from Dave Tippett in the second segment as he addressed a lot of these players. Benson, McLeod, Sevier, they'll be playing in the fourth game. Like, they've played in every preseason game so far this preseason. So that's telling. That's saying the coach, hey, I need to see more. I think more for Benson and McLeod. Sevier is just getting to know the player. He's a veteran. He's played in the NHL. So I think it's interesting. You especially need more from Tyler Benson and Ryan McLeod. Like, time's ticking. You got to make an impact here. You got to get noticeable. So I think I have McLeod just a little bit higher than Benson at this point, but both need to step it up a bit here. And then your fourth line of Hamlin, Malone, and Marody, they're all on the outlook. And I think we all know what's going to happen here, and these guys will be in the AHL and be big contributors there. Defensively, Cuckoo, Barry. Does Bouchard get a look with Darnell Nurse tomorrow? Maybe. Hey, you never know. But that's a veteran pair there. And then you got Broberg and Philip Berglund. Broberg, of course, the guy everybody wants here, the first rounder. I think he's still a year or two away. He could be pushing soon. Philip Berglund's an interesting one. I think he's played well in the 2 games. He's 24 years old, so he's not a 19, 20-year-old guy. I think both these guys are not too far away. I don't think they'll be in the 8, because I think the Oilers might roll with 8 defensemen. You know Cuckoo or Cuckoo or Russell will be your 7th, and you know, probably, if they do opt to go with 8, they'll keep Legacy St. Ives are eighth. But I think these two guys are close, very close. And then your third pair, Willie Lagesson, who I just mentioned, should be your eighth, or in the minors, who knows what they're going to do. And Philip Kemp, who's another interesting cat. I kind of like what I've seen from him. I don't think he can push this year, but he's a name to keep in mind down the road. I've liked what I've seen from him so far. And Stuart Skinner gets started. I was on the Oilers website, and it sounds like he's going to get the full game, which is good. That's what we want to see. And I've been searching for a Seattle Kraken lineup all over Twitter and on their website. They have nothing so far, but I'm assuming it's going to be a more NHL-ready lineup. So this is a good test for Skinner. And there's nothing against Olivier Rodrigue, but he's not a guy realistically in the plans here this year or the next, so go with Skinner and see what he can do for you as him and Konovalov not lit up, but they lost to a more veteran team against the Winnipeg Jets. So that is your lineup today. Who intrigues you? Who are you watching? Who needs to step it up? That's a big question. Benson McLeod, who needs to step it up more? What about Colton Sevier? Can Perlini continue his hot play? There's a lot of interesting players playing tonight, so I'm going to keep an eye on Broberg, Berling for sure. Of course, Philip Kemp, and it's the battle of that second and third line. Perlini, Shore, Griffiths, Benson McLeod, Sevier. I'm watching those two lines closely and see who kind of starts to separate themselves. And then lastly, I don't want to get into too much COVID stuff. I'm just sick and tired. I don't care what side you're on. I'm just tired of it, as I assume many of you are. You tune into this podcast to hear sports. Let's do that. But I have to mention it is news. Duncan Keith spoke about his decision to get the vaccine, said he felt pressure from the NHLPA. He also added it would have been nice to get some support and pushback for the players who were making that personal choice. Says it is what it is in the end. He's happy to be here and looking forward to the season ahead. Says the organization has been extremely welcoming and helpful. Working here at TSN 1260, I'll tell you this. The inbox was split again. People saying he's not a leader and all that. I'll just say this. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But read the room. Alberta's a complete mess when it comes to COVID. And I'm not saying he can't have his opinion. I mean, he went out and did the right thing in the end. But maybe just say, you know what, whatever. I wasn't too happy with it, but we move on. I'm here. Let's get the season going. Again, it is what it is. I'm not going to read too much into it. I know some fans are very upset with him. I know some fans are appalling him for being honest. So it is. At least he's back skating. It looks like he might get into the game on Monday. I highly doubt we'll see him tomorrow. So Duncan Keith is back with the Oilers after completing his quarantine. All right, guys, coming up next, we'll hear some clips from the head coach, Dave Tippett. Interesting day. They're traveling today and then going into the U.S. for the first time. It's a fascinating, fascinating day for this club. So we'll see how they do. And then, side note, actually, I'll get to it after. We got to get to break. Juanito's giving me the good old stink eye there because we're going too long. So coming up next, we'll hear from Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett as they get set to take on the Kraken from Everett, Washington. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. All right, fans, fantasy hockey season is fast approaching, and I'm going to give you the inside track on the absolute best fantasy hockey platform in the industry. It's Fantrax. Fantrax Free NHL Fantasy Hockey League Manager is the most customizable, easy-to-use, and feature-rich platform in the industry. This is where I host all of my fantasy leagues, and as a commissioner of some, I can tell you I'm never leaving Fantrax. Sign up for free today, and as a special offer for Locked On Oilers fans, you'll be entered to win an official signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. Simply go to Fantrax.com/LockedOnOilers and sign up today. If there's anything lacking in your current fantasy league manager, Fantrax likely has it. Fantasy sports doesn't sleep, and neither does Fantrax, with seasons running 365 days a year. There's a reason why fantasy players who try Fantrax make it their permanent home for all their fantasy league. Again, sign up for free today and be entered to win an official NHL signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. Simply go to Fantrax.com/LockedOnOilers and sign up today. Fantrax, the home of fantasy sports. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, give you some lines in the opening segment. I want to know, who are you looking forward to seeing today? Who has to step it up? I'm looking at you, Benson. Yeah. And McLeod, maybe. Yeah, there's a few guys that need to show a little bit better here. Those two guys will be playing in their fourth straight game. So the coach sending a message for sure. Oh, and that's what I wanted to get to. I know we had a bunch of listeners text in today saying the game is on NBC. So if you have NBC on your cable package or whatever you're using, check it out at 8 o'clock. It might be blacked out. I'm not 100% sure. But check it out at 8 o'clock on NBC. The game is on the guide. So you might get lucky and be able to watch this one and not have to stream it. But if you can't, or if the game's blacked out, it's on EdmontonOilers.com. 8 o'clock puck drop for the Oilers and and Kraken. But let's get to the coach, Dave Tippett, as he met with the media today. And let's kick it off with just having Duncan Keith in the mix right now. And how is he looking?
Says he's in great shape. So I wasn't monitoring him, but he says he's in great shape. He looks good. He'll skate today, skate tomorrow, skate Sunday, and we'll see where we are for him Monday, possibly playing. I don't think that'll be an issue for him at all.
That was the head coach, Dave Tippett, on Duncan Keith. And I always laugh when guys are like, oh, he's such in good shape. These guys are elite athletes. They're all in good shape. Stop using that as a thing like, oh, wow. Yeah, Duncan Keith is Duncan Keith. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. All right, second question here for Dave Tippett. He was asked if he's focusing on anyone tonight just a little bit more.
We got a lot of guys that are still pushing. You know, we've got, you look at Shore, Perlini, Griffiths, they're all guys. And then you got McLeod, Benson, Marody in there. I mean, there's guys that are pushing, you know, guys that it's good for them to be playing.
We've been talking about them a lot, I think since training camp preseason has started. Two guys, Ryan McLeod and Tyler Benson. Ryan McLeod was a guy I had penciled in. I did, in the top 12. I was like, there's no way he's not going to be in. Now, listen, it's dwindling a bit. I think he still has a really good chance to be here, but he hasn't shown a lot in the preseason. I don't want to say both guys have been bad. They've just been quiet. They're not really standing out like a Perlini, like a Shore. And I know these guys have NHL experience. McLeod's got a little bit. So does Benson. But you know what I'm saying. So we'll see what happens tonight. I'm definitely focusing in on these two guys. But our Tommy Gazzola asked Dave Tippett what he's seen from McLeod and Benson in the first three games.
Well, they've all been solid, but they got to continue to be solid. And the competition, as you go on in camp, competition gets harder. You know, you start to see better lineups on teams as the exhibition games go on. So they'll continue to see that. But, you know, I've mentioned it from the start. They both, you know, all those guys have come in great shape. So the first step, they're putting themselves in a position where they can be successful. Now, if I'm in a lot of those guys' places, I want to play as many games as I can. I want to show as well as I can. And that's what we're trying to do, put them in games. And you know, we'll see where everything falls out at the end of next week.
Right. Just a couple more here from Dave Tippett. We'll go with this one. He was asked if things are getting clear in those depth positions.
I wouldn't say clear. There's still some time to go here, right? Like I said, there's some of the exhibition games coming up this week. I anticipate lineups, more NHL heavy lineups, so you're going to get a better read on where people are at, and that's the way it goes all the time through camp. So you know, you got players who are getting up to speed, but then you have those players, you're trying to find the rhythm in your lineup, you're trying to find where the pieces fit, and you know what each player brings to that, to help you win. So those are all things. You get down to the nitty-gritty, like there's some, you know, you have young players that are, you know, some that went out yesterday, there'd be some going out tomorrow that you know, they probably knew they were going to start in the minor leagues or whatever, that they knew this was coming, they know they have to work on the game. And then there's other guys that are coming in to, they're hoping for a shot of playing on the NHL roster. So the decisions get harder as you get into those guys.
Last one here, Josh Archibald's status still up in the air, unvaccinated, and he is having health issues. And according to the team, nothing to do with COVID. And we hope Josh Archibald can find out what's kind of going wrong here with him, and he can get up and running, because you never want to wish bad health upon anyone here. But we don't know what his status is going to be heading into the season. He hasn't been a part of training camp at all, or played in any games, and I don't see if he's going to anytime soon. So he was asked if he doesn't have Archibald, is he better off having does he want a right shot, or does it really matter in Archibald's spot?
Some of it depends on the role, the penalty killing role, you know, the players that we're having a look at there. So it's, some of it will depend on that. You know, we have some right-handed penalty killers. You got Hyman is a good killer. I think Yamo can do some of that. And, you know, we haven't pushed Puljujärvi into that yet. So we have some right-handed guys there. But that being said, we'll continue to evaluate as it goes on and see where that's that rhythm I want to look at next week, with you get into a game and penalties and who you're using on your power play, who are going to slide into the penalty kill. You know, the rhythm of it is, you know, as we get down in numbers here, we'll get a better read on that.
Right, guys, that was the coach Dave Tippett meeting with the Edmonton media today. Shout out to all the media members for the questions that we get to use on podcasts and shows and all that. So shout out to the Edmonton media. All right, and I promise you guys, Edmonton Oil Kings kick off their season tonight against the Red Deer Rebels down at Rogers Place, 7 o'clock start time. They'll be back in Red Deer tomorrow for their second game, so it's exciting. Good for the Oil Kings to play a full season, these young players. And the Oil Kings have been kind of shortchanged because they had a really solid team when we got shut down in early 2020. This year, they had a 24-game season, no playoffs, so really expecting big things. And I think I saw in the CHL rankings yesterday, our buddy Guy Flaming had it, that they're ranked number one in junior hockey right now. So that's pretty cool. So we'll ask Andrew Peart about that. We'll tee up the season opener, what players to watch, when they expect to get Dylan Gunther back. Let's have some fun on this Friday and keep the Oilers content coming as well. Let me know who you're watching tonight, who needs to step it up. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Order today and get the Grasshopper Cookie or Raspberry or whatever you like. Go to Built.com and use promo code Grasshopper15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code Grasshopper15 for 15% off at Built.com. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. New updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests. BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use a mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts. Welcome back to the Locked On Oilers podcast. Final segment here for this Friday. We've teed up the Oilers and Kraken. We heard from Dave Tippett, but now we're going to break down the season opener for the Edmonton Oil Kings as they get back in the full swing of things, full schedule, very good team, and to talk all things Oil Kings as they get going tonight down at Rogers Place, 7 o'clock against the Red Deer Rebels. My good buddy and the voice of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Andrew Peardy, is it a little surreal that you guys are kind of, you know, starting this full season and not in in weird times, but in October?
Yeah, you know what? It's definitely surreal, and you know, it's a little scrambly as well. But I think we've got everything dialed in, and you know, just the excitement around Rogers Place right now is just to be having fans back in the rink. We already got to see it once with an Oilers preseason game, but now. A hockey game that means something with the Oil Kings opening their season against the Red Deer Rebels. It's going to be certainly a really special night here.
Yeah, we both live downtown, and I'll say it was so nice seeing people walking again to Rogers Place. And tonight when I drive home, I know I'm going to see outside my window all the Oil Kings fans kind of flocking there. And it's just great to see. I absolutely love it. Let's get to the team here, Peardy. You know, like, shortchanged, I think, this team. You know, in 2020, the season ended in March because of the pandemic hit, and they had such a good squad. They were ready to make a run. And then last year, they only get the 24 games, I think. No playoffs. Like, I feel like this Oil Kings team is just raring to go because they're so talented. But how's the roster looking this year, and can this team make a run?
Yeah, raring to go, that's for sure. And unfinished business is sort of the theme of the group for this year. And you look up and down the roster. I mean, the team got great news last night. Dylan Gunn. He's on his way back from the Arizona Coyotes. He's obviously a big, big piece of this team. Ninth overall pick by the Coyotes at this past draft. So is he going to be in tonight? That's going to be something we're probably not going to find out until about 7 o'clock. So I think his plane's landing right now as we speak. So that'll be interesting to see. Now, really, I mean, they sent 9 guys off to NHL training camps, 10 if you include Matthew Robertson. But Robertson, he's not going to be back this year. He's going to turn pro with the New York Rangers organization. But 9 guys go to NHL training camps. They have 8 of them back here for opening night. The only guy still a holdover is Jake Neighbors. He's obviously going to be a big piece of this Oil Kings team. Kind of still unsure on when we might see him back in the Oil Kings lineup. But, I mean, you look at it, lines 1 through 4, every one of those can burn you. They've got high talent on each and every one of them, and they've got probably 8 or 9 guys that would be upper echelon second line guys, maybe top line guys on a lot of teams, and they have them all here with the Edmonton Oil Kings. So you just go down the list of the NHL drafted guys, Neighbors and Gunther, like I mentioned. You've got Carson Latimer, Jakob Demick, and Jalen Lipin as well. You know, and then just 2 great veterans in Carter Sutch and Josh Williams. So they're stacked up front on the back end. They've got a lot of experience back there with Logan Dalhaniak and Simon Kubacek, who's come over for Seattle. And if you can manage to get through all of that, there's big 6 foot six Sebastian Cosa, the Detroit Red Wings first rounder, standing in the Oil Kings crease. So this is a team that I think is still right in their window to make a run, and that's what they plan on doing this year.
That's great to hear, and it's funny because in the opening segment, I'm like, I'm going to ask Andrew when they expect Dylan Gunther back. I did not see that news because I know he had a, I know he was playing pretty well in their early preseason games. He had a goal and all that. Like, what's the, when you look at Dylan Gunther, like, I love this player. I'm so happy he was drafted early on and seeing that he had some preseason success in the NHL. Like, what's the bar here for Dylan Gunther this year, Beardsy?
Man, you know, it's almost like you don't even want to set the bar because every time you think that you're like, okay, this is kind of where he'll top out. He just shoots right through those expectations and launches himself into another stratosphere. I mean, last year, he only played 12 games before going off to play for Hockey Canada at the under-18s, and he put up 24 points. So he averaged 2 points a game, and that's not over a weekend. That's over 12 games. So, you know, you're going to be missing him at certain stages of this year, playing probably at the World Juniors and what have you. But, I mean, you know, if you're looking at him and you're looking at the guys he's playing with, I think you're hoping he's flirting with that 100-point mark throughout this year. But at the same time, it's everything else he does as well. I mean, he's quiet. He's responsible defensively. You know, he's a guy that you can move him to the middle of the ice if you need to. He just does so much for this team. But, I mean, obviously the one thing that the team really heavily relies on is his elite-level offensive instincts. And I think this year the sky's the limit on Dylan Gunther and what he can do in the Western Hockey League.
Another guy that was drafted, Sebastian Cosa, what's his status? I mean, such a talented guy, very confident. I was lucky enough to watch him play before the pandemic and all that. How is the Oil Kings looking between the pipes this year?
Yeah, they're solid. I mean, Sebastian Cosa, he was the best goaltender. He was named WHL Goaltender of the Year for the Central Division last year. I thought for sure he would have won the league award, but they gave it to Dustin Wolf and Everett. But you look at his body of work and what he's done so far in 2 years in the Western Hockey League. His career numbers, his goals against average is 1.98. Like, that's incredible over a two-season span. He's got 8 shutouts. And, I mean, he's big. That's the first thing that always comes to mind when you talk about Sebastian Cosa, is that he's 6'6". He's humongous in the cage. But he's not stagnant. He's very athletic. I think early on in his career, sometimes that might have been a bit of a knock on him, maybe a little bit too active in his crease, a little too much movement. When a big guy like that gets moving around, the holes, you know, between his legs and under his arms get a little bit bigger as well. But he's worked really hard with Curtis Mooka, the Oil Kings goaltending coach, and they've really settled his game down. He's a kid with just a ton of confidence. And, you know, he's far and away the not only the best goaltender in the Western Hockey League, he's going to be the best goaltender in the CHL this year. And he's going to be, you know, a key cog on this team, much like Gunther and Neighbors.
Pierzi, yesterday the CHL rankings came out, and the Edmonton Oil Kings are ranked number one, followed by the Quebec Ramparts, St. John Sea Dogs, and then you got two OHL teams to round out the top five. I mean, don't read too much into it, but it's nice to see the Edmonton Oil Kings number one ahead of the season, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It doesn't really mean much, especially when you haven't played a game yet.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I think it's great for the guys in that dressing room. It's great for the management staff, Kurt Hill, and the head coaching staff led up by Brad Lauer. It's a testament to the work that they've put in over these last 2 years, and I think this team has earned that honor to be the number one ranked team heading into the CHL season. Whether they finish that way, that's yet to be seen. But right now, they're primed to be able to hang on to that spot, and I think that's going to be something that they plan on doing.
Yeah, and just to wrap up here, you guys get going today, tomorrow, back on the grind, Andrew. And when it's all said and done, when we're looking into the playoffs, this team is it's going to be in the tops there, home ice advantage, all that. I know I'm putting the cart before the horse here, but from everything that you've told me and we can read online in these rankings, the Oil Kings are going to be one of the better teams, eh?
Yeah, I mean, they dominated their division last year. That's the only teams I got to see where the teams in Alberta, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's going to be the same thing again this year. I mean, the closest contender they had was Medicine Hat Tigers. The Oil Kings beat them all 6 times they played last year, and you look at the Tigers, they're going to get a big piece that they need to have filled in because Cole Sillinger, who was a first-round pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets, it sounds like he's going to be playing in the American Hockey League this year and not coming back to the Western Hockey League. So that's a big piece of their offense that's been removed. You know, Red Deer, Lethbridge, Calgary and Swift Current, they're all sort of in different stages of rebuild right now. So when it comes to the Central Division, the Edmonton Oil Kings very much the heavy favorites, but they will be pushed in the Eastern Conference because there will be interconference play. And there's two teams in Manitoba right now, the Winnipeg Ice and the Brandon Wheat Kings. Okay. They are as deep as any other team across the CHL. So, you know, they're going to be battling it out each and every night almost. I think they're going to play each other 10 or 12 times, Winnipeg and Brandon this year. But there's just a ton of talent right now as well. Because even if you look past Brandon and Winnipeg, you've got the Regina Pats who have the young phenom Connor Bedard. The Moose Jaw Warriors have just a ton of real good young players. We'll see sort of if they're ready to take that next step this year. But there'll be plenty of competition within the Eastern Conference for the Edmonton Oil Kings, but I think the Oil Kings are ready for it.
Awesome, Piergy. Where can people listen to you? And you're bringing back the one and only Guy Flaming. Exciting. I love your guys' chemistry, and Guy's always good for a few puns here and there. But where can Oil Kings fans and hockey fans listen to you guys?
Yeah, reunited, and it feels so good. me and Guy, we get going tonight about 6:50 for the pregame show. You can catch all the games on oilkings.ca. If you just go to the website, you'll see it right there on the main page. Just listen live. About 15 minutes before the game, you'll hear me and Guy snapping it around a little bit, and then, of course, right into the game. If you want the direct link, it's just oilkings.ca/radio, and we got you covered right from October 1st until, hopefully, the Memorial Cup sometime.
Yes, yes. Where is it again this year? St. John's? No?
Yeah, St. John's. Got it. It was between them and Quebec City, and it's nice to see St. John's pull out the winning bid, and that wouldn't be a bad little June vacation, I'll say that.
No, I might have to join you guys, just tag along there. Maybe you need an on-site, someone to get you guys coffee or whatever.
Hey, we can always use the hand, and I was actually just thinking about it today. When I go to introduce the game, it's going to take all my willpower, because I feel like it's nice that we got Guy back, but I feel like we're missing a key piece. I'm going to say, back at TSN World Control, Hernan Salish.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm going to say it for old time's sake.
And I was going to say, or spill my coffee, because I know the last few times I was there, I spilled my coffee all over Guy's notes. So we had a good time, though. But happy for you guys to be back and rolling here. All the best to the Edmonton Oil Kings, and you and Guy on the broadcast will be sure tuning in. Andrew, have a great first call today.
Appreciate it, my man, and thanks for having me on, as always, Hernan.
That was Andrew Peard from the Edmonton Oil Kings. He'll be live at Edmonton Oilers, Edmonton Oil Kings website. You want to listen to the game, just hit the good old radio button there, and you'll be off and running. And Andrew Peard and Guy Flaming have a call for you tonight and tomorrow night, as it's a home and home with the Red Deer Rebels. Good to see the Edmonton Oil Kings back in the full swing of things. Dylan Gunther, man, how many points is he going to get this year? Who knows, but this guy is an absolute talent. All right, guys, time to wrap this one up. We teed up Oilers Kraken. Remember, NBC at 8 o'clock. Check your guide. Might be blacked out. If not, we can thank the one listener that texted that in, because we'll all be watching the game on the tube. If not, head to EdmontonOilers.com for the game. And we also heard from Dave Tippett. And once again, a big shout out to my boy, Andrew Peard. Hope he has a great call tonight. All right, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Stay safe out there. Be kind. Be humble. For my producer, Juanito, this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. We'll chat on Monday. Enjoy the games. We'll